tied together.
This just in, breaking news. You're not going to get any extra money in your paycheck. If that's what you were hoping for, the so-called tax holiday. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Your politicians can't seem to agree on much of anything, including on how to pay for things. Because here's the bottom line. You know that old thing about there's no free lunches? There's no free lunches. So if the tax holiday, I hate that word, but we'll call it that, if that were to go through anyway, ultimately you'll pay for it in the end, because where's the money coming from? And that's part of the problem here. Besides the disagreement, ultimately what happens is it's easy when you know how to talk in political ease. That's what I call it, where you're able to just spew it out, spin it around, and make it sound as it is so attainable, as it is no big deal. It's all about the dollars. Let's grab it now. We're in a grab for cash. It's like those old 70s, I guess even in the 80s, the tunnels that used to go in when you were a kid, a money grab. You know, the stations would be at events and you would stand there and you'd grab as much money as you could in a minute. At least I know I saw people doing that anyway. We're in a money grab. And unfortunately, because of that, we're blinded by what is being said, but not really listening to what isn't being said. And what isn't being said, it's always the same thing. How are we paying for any of the things that are being thrown out there when it is attached to cut and tax cut holiday, extending the payroll tax cut? And so, of course, there are no agreements here. And there are no winners here. Nothing's been done other than a Band-Aid by the Senate put over this tax cut plan. And the Senate says they're not going to budge on it. They've left. They've packed up. They took their horses and they got out of Dodge. So now the House has a completely different perspective. Here's the former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, her take on what's happened, how the ball's been tossed around, and ultimately where we end up in February with this Band-Aid that's applied to the so-called extension of the payroll tax cut.
Tea Party Republicans who are holding up this tax cut for the American people and jeopardizing our economic growth. They want the tax cut. They want the jobs that it will engender by injecting demand into the economy. And they want us to work together. They've been very clear. Can't you work together to get this done? I don't know what happened in between when you spoke to them here and they instructed their people at the Rules Committee. But whatever it was harmful to the American people. It's like a fiancé, it's a man courting a woman, and she says to him, I'd love to marry you. I'll marry you on February 30th. Well, that day's never coming. And neither is the day coming when the Republicans are going to be honest about what they're putting on the floor and straightforward about really having a clean payroll tax cut there without all of the obstructions that make it impossible for us to vote for, the Senate to accept, and the President to sign.
All right, so the current Speaker of the House, John Boehner, agrees with Nancy Pelosi in a sense, because he's saying that the House intends to vote down this two-month extension that's cleared the Senate and is backed by the President. He doesn't agree with her about what happened, of course, in the Senate, ultimately, because they're playing on different teams, except for that they both think that there should be a year-long payroll tax cut. So forget that. And forget the date. Can they resolve the differences? Can they do it in a way that provides so-called certainty for job creators and other people? Well, if Congress doesn't act, both the payroll tax cut and a program for unemployment benefits expires on January 1st. We're always behind. We're always listening to the tick, tick, tick of the clock. So Eric Cantor says, listen, in this tough economy, middle-class Americans need to know their taxes aren't going to be going up at any point next year. So we're going to stay here. We're going to do our work. We're going to guarantee that no one faces a tax increase in the next year. But the rank and file are saying that, you know what, we're in a tough spot here. Have we been outmaneuvered? Have we been outmaneuvered on this whole thing? Because, listen, if it's connected to the pipeline, Obama's not going to sign this thing because he wants the pipeline pushed off to 2013. And the pipeline I'm talking about is the Keystone XL pipeline that would go from Alberta, Canada, all the way down to Texas. So there's not going to be any kind of debate on that 60 days and decide yay or nay. Are we going to do that? That's not going to happen. And trust me, this will be the issue for the president as he runs again. And he'll blame it on Congress and say that they shouldn't have quit for the year until the tax cut had been extended. He even said he would postpone his Hawaiian vacation until the bill is finished. So there's where we stand on that. And remember, here's the thing. How do we pay for it in the first place? That's never clear. Can you say dip into Social Security? Yeah, that's what it's looking like would probably happen. Oh, let's borrow from where there seems to be money. Let's do that. All right, it's interesting that we started with Nancy Pelosi because here on this or in this week, this Christmas week, I thought it'd be interesting to give out lumps of coal. We're going to look back on big stories, and we're going to do that the following week, too, of 2011 as we say goodbye to the year. So one of the things that was interesting that came up just a couple of weeks ago was this insider trading on the Hill. And Nancy Pelosi squarely fell into that category and absolutely did not like being mentioned and denied insider trading. In fact, took a big swing at 60 Minutes by saying that it was just a smear job, a right-wing smear job. But the thing that's interesting about that is people accuse mainstream media, if you want to call it that, of being very left. And 60 Minutes, they did the story. And they broke the story on Nancy Pelosi, if you will. I mean, that information's been out there, actually. Pelosi was not the only one highlighted. She was right there with the current Speaker of the House, who we also mentioned, John Boehner, and the House Financial Services Chair, Spencer Baucus, also mentioned in the whole insider trading thing. So the point is, I'm putting anybody who's in charge of the rules, because there are so many bloody rules, for not having this squarely in place already. Anybody with this congressional knowledge and the fact that you're in a position where you're listening to information that's coming down the road, shame on the system for being available the way it is. It should be called Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge. There is an act floating around. It's called STOCK, and it would ban congressional insider trading. Therefore, I think Nancy Pelosi protested too much. She gets my first lump of coal, not so much for the nonsense with the payroll tax cut, but for the fact that she knows that she had information and she was able to profit on it. Hang with us.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 19th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,597.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,637.81, $818.91 for a half ounce, or $409.45 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,637.81, $818.91, and $409.45.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
I can't just leave it with Pelosi and the whole insider trading, oh, I didn't do anything kind of deal. The other lump of coal has to go to Anthony Weiner, and it's so obvious. Why? Because deny, deny, deny. Send pictures of your package to ladies while your wife is pregnant, which whatever you do in your personal life, fine. Except for that he was doing it on taxpayers' dimes. Lots of dimes. And he was the future of the Democratic Party. And here he was posing in the congressional weight room. And who knows how much time he was burning up on the internet, hitting up different people, striking up conversations, and sending inappropriate photographs. That was just a crazy, wild story. He would have been smarter to get in front of that and just immediately say, yep, I did it. Imagine if he had said, yes, I did it. So Anthony Weiner, who's already taking his lumps, gets another one. As he's celebrating Hanukkah and Christmas, he gets a lump of coal from America tonight, along with Nancy Pelosi, who was, by the way, ready to throw him under the bus the second that story
broke. Oh, yeah. And there's no doubt we keep seeing these polls about being unhappy with choices, that we're not happy. You have a Gallup poll that came out that showed that we are a downbeat nation. We're dissatisfied with our political leadership, and we're very worried about the country's direction more than any other time in our lives, in modern times. I've said this without a doubt in my life. I don't need Gallup to tell me that, or USA Today, or anyone else. Clearly, I have never come across so many people who, one, want to talk about politics, just even in general, and want to trash Washington than any time ever in my life, ever. Americans, by 4-1, say it makes a real difference to them who's elected president, and a 53 majority strongly agree that the stakes in this election are higher than in previous years. Almost two-thirds of registered voters are afraid of what will happen if the candidate they support doesn't win. And see that the political process is out of touch and paralyzed in the face of crushing economic conditions. That's what I would say. But I think it's been that way. I think the process has been out of touch from really the second I jumped on the air to do America Tonight. It's just gotten worse, and the stakes are that much higher because of the subprime lending collapse, Angelo Mozilla and his very tan golf playing partners who were just sinking the economy with their shenanigans. And not just Mozilla, but you could stack up a slew of other companies, and the bank's too big to fail, and the list goes on and on. But that's reliving history. I mean, we're in the middle of this thing now. So we need people who are serious, roll up their sleeves, down and dirty, screw it. We're going to have to do something drastic here, and there are things that can be done. And in looking to the future, we're just whittling it all away by arguing. By arguing in these circular forums where it's going nowhere. There's no exit. There's no way to get out of this. You know, when I was a kid, we used to go to the boardwalk at the Jersey Shore. There's a thing called the hellhole. And you know what that is? It's that centrifugal force, and they call it other things, I'm sure, at other amusement parks, where you're blown against the wall. You go in and poof, you're against the wall. And I can remember as a kid going in there not really knowing what it was. We just thought, ooh, it's got to be scary. And then we're blown against the wall, and we're going round and round, and you can't get off that thing. I mean, I don't even know if you could drop to the floor if you somehow leapt off of the wall. But this is what we're doing. We are in the hellhole. We're going round and round, and we're more than dizzy. We're sick to our stomach, and we cannot get off this ride. And it's because of the idiots in Washington. I mean, are there some people that are trying to do something and break the logjam? Yes, but there's not enough, and they can't get through. That's why I'm telling you, you start the caller trees. Forget the Occupy crap. Get on the phones, bug the living daylights out of the people who represent you, and that's where you start to see change, because we've already seen it in the past. Talk to any female who's had some kids and they've been on a caller tree with the PTA or anything else, and when they want something done and they go to the school board, you don't think they don't crack the school board? They do, because they get on the phone. They don't just sit back and complain and gossip about it. They do something about it. And this is what we have to do. We can't sit in parks and live in tents and bury our head in the grass. I mean, we got to wake up. This is what you have to do. Get on these caller trees. Start to do that. Start to be more involved. All right, Tomas is listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Yeah, well, okay, you know, I'm not a big fan of these caller trees, because they've been around a long time. I mean, they were around before cell phones. We tried that, you know, a million times. I mean, you know, when they came out with the tarp and the bailout, you know, everybody and their mother called, you know, 99-1. And that was the first 99 right there. Everybody called in and said, don't give the banks the money, and they gave them the money. And, you know, then we went and we protested. Then we went and we sent the Tea Party to Congress. The left wing sent, you know, a president to the White House. And still, they keep spending the money like they did last week, $1 trillion stopgap. Go figure. You know, and there's, I mean, so I've joined.
Yeah, and that's the problem, but I don't think it's caller trees because not enough people are calling. I mean, I'm giving you the example that people kvetch, then they don't vote, they're not involved, and the more people, it is true. If I'm your congresswoman and you're pound and you are breaking down my door, you're killing us with emails or calls, we got to pay attention. I mean, whether we have to, you have to come into my office, we have a conversation. I've seen that happen, and things have changed, like the ports, where the ports were going to go into Saudi control. Enough people got wind of it that, man, the Saudis didn't like the blowback. They backed right off, and so did Washington. And you're right, not always. When you're cracking the rocks, it doesn't always happen, but I think it happens a lot more than gathering in a park.
Well, I've joined Occupy Marines. They actually have a site out there. So I love it. Yeah. But, you know, there is actually a town in China that has been surrounded by the Chinese government now for, I think, a couple of weeks now. So they're occupying it, but they're just keeping everybody out and, so I guess they're doing a little Occupy over there. It's like 20,000 people. It's called Wukan, W-U-K-A-N. Hey, have you heard anything about Sheriff Arpaio? There's like a rumor that he's going to retire.
There is a rumor, but it's just a wild rumor because the Justice Department's investigating him. They're insisting that he broke laws with saying he profiled people with some of the immigration stuff. But I don't know that that's true at all, because there's a lot of rumors on the internet, including the Pepsi can, by the way, because I talked to someone at Pepsi today. Of course, they're saying I have no idea what you're talking about, and think that it might be a local distributor.
Yeah, well, they answered me on Facebook, and actually Snoops or Snopes said they were going to change the can, so.
It's a local distributor that put that on there, not Pepsi in the United States. But it's still, yeah, it's their product, and they should take it out of there instead of, I mean, that's the answer. If I'm the distributor and I'm doing something to the can, I don't care what the product is, and you're the big company, why wouldn't you just take it out of that area? That would be the smart thing to do. That seems like that would make a lot more sense. Music means we are out of time, Tomas, just like the award shows. Stay with us, everyone.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas sun dehydrating and preparedness kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations.
For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I know a lot of people are getting ready to have some time off for the holidays. Bravo. I hope many of you have more than a couple of days. Perhaps you have a whole week off so you can chill and not think about everything else that we've been talking about this entire year. It's been a wild ride this year. It's been a very strange, strange year. In fact, I said we would go over the top stories of 2011, and everybody's top stories are going to be, I think, a little bit different. And my top stories are kind of like that. They're all over the map, from ridiculousness to things that matter, like the WikiLeaks dump. Remember, that was big news when all of those documents dumped that sent Washington scrambling for an umbrella to put over their heads, and there was all these questions about where is the line between information, espionage, and what should we know and what shouldn't we know, and if the information is out there, shouldn't we have access to that information? And Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks founder, is a hero to some and a jerk to other people, and he's in the middle of the extradition to Sweden charges because he's appealing that. Otherwise, he faces sexual assault charges there in that country, and that could be pretty tough for him. And, of course, Bradley Manning is in the middle of his last attempt at
probably freedom, because most likely he's, I mean, he's toast with the military. Most likely he gets life. Maybe not, but it certainly seems that way. All right, so many of you have opinions on things like the top stories in 2011 and whatnot that we're going to head to our mailbag shortly during this hour. Might be next, might be the next segment. But before we do that, let's go to Tom in Kansas. Hey, Tom.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Tom. What's on your mind?
Well, I just got on the program, and I just went, sound a little slow on the draw, but I just wanted to congratulate Ohio U on their first bowl win.
That's right, the Idaho Bowl. Very nice. I am so happy that you brought that up. You remembered that I was a Bobcat. And everybody, Tom and their brother, is trying to sell me a T-shirt from the Idaho Bowl, but it is pretty big. It's very big for Ohio University, who's they're really not known for their football team. So that was a nice surprise. I mean, it's a small bowl, but that's okay. It was still nice.
Yeah, the old Spud Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. I like that. I think it's cool. The Spud Bowl.
I just wanted to congratulate him anyway.
All right, very nice. Thank you for bringing that up. The Spud Bowl. Yeah, there's so many bowl games. I did a sports shorts on it that, from Vegas to Texas to Idaho, a lot of teams are in the bowl game. So the famous Idaho Potato Bowl, it was at Bronco Stadium in Boise, did go to Ohio University, Utah State, battling the Bobcats. So pretty exciting stuff, I guess. Now, I would love it if they were battling it in the Tostitos Bowl. How cool would that be? But I'm not holding my breath for that. Let's put it that way. But we'll take the win. We'll take the win, okay? All right, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. All right, here we go. This one's from Tommy, who says, Kate, I agree with you. I think that you're trying to find lots of ways to skin the cat, so I applaud your efforts at trying to put new and unique ways at looking at the nonsense coming out of Washington. But that's what it is. They're all bloativators. It's a bunch of hot air. And I hate to say that because, really, I'm not a negative person. I don't think you are either. So it is tough to go down that road, trying to look for solutions and finding the silver lining. I just can't find the silver lining. This is truly in my lifetime, and I'm in my late 30s, the worst that I can remember it ever being. And certainly the conversation around me and with older family members seems to have gotten more angry. Isn't that a shame? It is a shame. I mean, we still have, I believe, the best form of government, a democracy laced with capitalism when it works correctly. I'd like a smaller government and more states' rights because, to me, that's what's happened. When he uses the word bloativators, bloat is the key core part of that word. And the I think, Tommy, that's what it is. It says Washington, there's too much bloat in general. And the answer is to see it shrink where the states have more, I'm not going to call it burden, I'm going to say have more of the rights. That's the thing. All right, here's another one from Brian, who says, ho, 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 and Merry Christmas and all that sort of cool stuff, Ms. Delaney. I have to say I enjoy your show. I like your little banter, too, with Maddie. I have to say that one of the more interesting stories that I saw on my local news, although I don't believe it was a local story, I live outside of Burlington, Vermont, was the fool that tried to run away with a steak and a whole bunch of other meats for a party. How do you do that? How do you go into a store with the intent to shoplift and you think under your sweatpants and jeans and everything else that you're going to be able to steal enough
food for your own personal party. Well, obviously people have done it before. Since I'm not a shoplifter and I have not done it, I have never done that. You know, I would be too, when you have those kid dares, I'd be too worried about getting caught. So I wouldn't even attempt something like that. But apparently, I know the story that you're talking about. It was out of, I think, Charlotte. And the guy, it was a birthday party or something. And what happened was, there were shrimp. The guy had 8 bags of shrimp and ribeye steaks and smoked turkey and baby back ribs and, you know, all this sort of stuff. And it added up to close to $300. So he was at the supermarket, went through, and then ultimately he was caught in the parking lot. And it was duct tape around the sweatpants around his ankles to keep the food from falling out. So there was a plan, but it was not a completely hatched plan. Thanks for bringing that up. It is one of the stranger shoplifting stories. Doing the whole thing with the sweatpants and now with the cameras, I think you're just asking for it with all the surveillance cameras anyway. And so for $300 of food, come on. You know, what was he thinking? Let's move to another one. This one is from Paul in Texas, who says, I know you're following what happened in Korea, but do you think there's a chance of North Korea just exploding, especially now with the 20-something in power? Well, I think the transfer of power is just from one bad guy nutball to another. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Although North Korea fired a couple of short-range missiles off their coastline the same day they announced the death of Kim Jong-il. So what does that mean? As a warning, as a tribute to Kim Jong-il, I would have to say conducting short-range missile tests has infuriated a lot of people in recent years. I can't imagine that that's something good. And, of course, he was 69 years old. Now Kim Jong-il's son takes over in his place. And what's that regime going to be like and what's going to happen with North Korea remains to be seen. But I can't imagine anything changes for South Korea. And I don't imagine on the world stage there is going to be a dismantling of nukes or any of that. I think it's going to be the same old, and I think China doesn't want to see that either. So don't look for any sort of a big change. All right, here's one from Erica who says, Kate, I've heard you talk about Alzheimer's in the past. I think you mentioned that you had a relative that had Alzheimer's and died eventually. Did you happen to see, for what it's worth, because of course they're always looking for cures, that there might be this new super memory pill? And can you imagine if that pill gets approved? I read a story on it. If that pill gets approved, what that would mean to so many people who suffer from that inability to recognize people and the memory loss? Oh, it would be huge. Somebody, whoever comes up with that, Nobel Prize, baby, and then some. I mean, that would be Alzheimer's now, unfortunately, is becoming way too rampant. So if somebody discovers a gene that can block the, they call it the PKR release, and stop that process and instead invoke a super memory, people would be lining up around the block to be part of those tests and to get that pill. Absolutely. Absolutely.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the 4 major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey's most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar powered generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
Hey, coming up in our next show here on America Tonight, our pal from the left coast, our man in Hollywood, Stephen Showhead, will be along to talk movies. And of course, at the end of the week, we do our cheap movie review. Top 10 box office winners of 2011. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 2. Transformers, Dark of the Moon, I saw that. Hangover Part 2, I saw that. The Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn, Part 1, didn't see that. Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, saw it, didn't really like it that much. Fast 5, heard that was pretty good, I haven't seen it. Cars 2, haven't seen it. Thor, haven't seen it. These are all in order. Captain America, The First Avenger. And 10, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, I saw that. That was okay. That finished 10, 1 through 10. Top movie being Harry Potter, that makes sense, because this is the end of Harry Potter. That was the final episode. And people have been with Potter for now well over a decade. So anybody who's hooked into that, ooh, they got to get their fix, because this is the end of an era, so to speak. It is an end of an era. Let's swing out to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, my good friend down there in that America's land, Dallas, Texas. How are you?
Hey, your Cowboys are still in it, but so are the Philadelphia Eagles, as we discussed last time that you called. And it's crazy what's happening in the NFC East, for sure.
I would not bet one penny on the Cowgirls this weekend. The Eagles are going to come in and beat the living hell out of them. You know, when they see that dog killer running that football team, they run. So
you are hilarious.
And everybody's here. Hey, you know what, Kate? Everyone in the league had a chance to get Michael Vick. The Eagles were the only ones that gave him a chance. So I got to give it to him, you know. You know, it was every team in that league could have said, hey, we'll take him. We'll give him a shot. But the Eagles were the only ones that did it, you know, so.
You're right.
Hey, you know, And but anyway, though, hey, talking about movie reviews, I did see the two big ones this weekend, by the way. I saw Sherlock Holmes and I saw Mission Impossible.
Ooh, so, Sherlock Holmes, what was that like?
Well, I can tell you right now, both of them, you can't go wrong. So, you know, Sherlock Holmes would be more of kind of a date movie. I mean, M6, you know, M4, whatever you want to call it, Mission Impossible, it's probably more of a guy flick. I mean, it was nonstop action, great stuff. I think Tom Cruise still has it, you know, even him and I are the same age, but anyways. So I know he's getting old. But anyways, Sherlock Holmes was great, but I got to tell you something. There's a scene in there, and I want to give you a laugh for when you go see it, because it's very good, okay? But there's a scene in it, and I think I was the only one in the theater that caught it. And I was theater was pretty full, you know? They're riding horseback, okay? And all I want you to think of is Clint Eastwood and Shirley MacLaine. If you know what movie they were in together, I'm not going to give it away. You're going to get a big laugh to see the scene when they're riding horseback, okay?
Okay.
Can you follow that? When you see all the horses in the movie, it's a scene in the film, you know, you're gonna remember what I'm talking about.
I love it.
It was just the biggest laugh to me. Now, and speaking of that, I've been getting a big thrill whenever movies reflect back on certain one-liners or, you know, it's kind of funny when they go back to previous movies, you know? And, you know, you were mentioning about that Planet of the Apes. It was okay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You had to know. Now, let me tell you, when I was a little kid, 8 years old, and that stuff came out, I was the Planet of the Apes junkie. I mean, I had the village and the apes and the humans, you know, and I probably even knew how to say G-O-D at that age because of, you know, Charlton Heston. But anyways, that's an inside joke. I'm sorry. But anyway.
No, I get it. Now I know what you're talking about because saw the Planet of the Apes stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, but there were things going on in that film while I was watching it that related directly back to the original. But you had no the original really good enough. For example, I'll give you an example. There was an orangutan in the film. They named him Maurice, right?
Right.
In the original, Dr. Zaius was played by Maurice Evans. And Maurice Evans just died a couple years ago.
Ah, so it was an ode to him.
They said, hey, who's named him after Maurice Evans, right? Because he played Dr. Zaius. And there were lots of little things that you'd have to be a Planet of the Apes. You know, and I only know it from my childhood. I mean, I don't watch the movies nowadays, you know, but you know, you'd have to follow it. So, hey, a couple things, politics, maybe. Last night I did talk to you a little bit about this thing the National Transportation Safety Board wants to do.
Yes.
You know that ain't going to happen, okay? But how do we control? Now, you and I, one best thing we have in common is neither of us like big government, you know? But that
right.
doesn't mean we don't like having a government, okay? And a government that makes responsible choices, which money-wise they haven't been doing very good here lately, / the government leads and, you know, does the right thing for the American public, okay? What do you say if somehow they come up with a device that within a 5-foot parameter circle around the driver's part of a car or a moving vehicle, it's connected to the transmission, okay, and it activates when the transmission goes into gear where it blocks the frequency of a cell phone. You see, a cell phone runs off of a certain frequency. It's not the same frequency as your radio, okay? But they run off of certain frequencies to hit the towers that you're lining up with as you're driving along, right?
Yeah.
So if you're driving down the road, it's kind of like a jammer, in other words. You know, like, you know, they got them radar jammers and everything. Supposedly they're supposed to work. You know, I don't know. I never had one, you know. But it jams your phone to where you cannot talk on it or get a text while you're driving. So then people, one of the cons against this is, oh, well, what happens if you see an accident? You need to call the police. You know what? You pull over, you put your car in park, you call the police. You know? Your phone's working. There's a couple of things they could do. But once again, people go, that's the government getting into our personal lives.
Right, that's the problem. Yeah.
State right now, including my friend I told you about last night.
Yeah.
Because people are being stupid. And it is not just the teenagers. Okay.
No.
It's the adults, you know, and let me tell you something, Kate. We've had cell phones for about, what, 20, on the massive scale for about, what, 25 years now, maybe? You know?
Yeah, but people weren't you. I mean, certainly the readily available, what's happening now, texting and all that, has been in the last 5 or 6 years.
Okay. Guess what? Prior to that, there wasn't any cell phones, right?
Yeah.
Or texting, right? And guess what? We all existed then.
I know. How did we survive? I agree.
Yeah, we survived. I mean, the cell phones are a great thing. Don't get me wrong. I'm not gripping on the idea. You know, gosh, I wish I'd have got stuck in it back when it took off, you know. But I'm just saying that, you know, some of the things that we have right now are not necessities in our life. And thousands and millions of people functioned prior to the, you know, back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s driving automobiles without having to text and talk while they were doing it.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And so my point is that, you know, and it's not fair to, I mean, I would probably say 80% of the people that have a cell phone don't text or talk or, you know, while they're driving. You know?
Right.
So it's really not fair to them, but at the same time, what are we going to do? And, you know, the death rates just keep going up and innocent people's lives are being flipped upside down. Think, you know, I was talking with a friend of mine, you know, about that, you know, incident that happened in our little town this past weekend, you know, where, you know, my friend's husband got run over. That girl's 16 years old. She has to live that the rest of her life because she was texting. She killed somebody.
Wow. You
know? And it's just that. So, and you know what? One last thing, Kate, because I've been dying to tell you this on the Social Security issue. Okay, because I haven't heard any of these guys talking about it. We know it's a big problem in the country. What if Social Security was able to, we weren't have to raise the taxes, but it was able to pay for itself?
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Pay for itself, absolutely.
For example, right now, Social Security knows exactly how much more they're going to be paying out next year, right?
Yeah.
Okay. A maximum amount that they possibly could be paying out. Some people aren't. You know, they're not taking their early retirement or whatever. You just take that amount. Let's say it's $50 billion. I don't know how much they spend a year. Let's say they're putting out $1 trillion a year as Social Security.
Right.
You take that $50 billion, you divide it by the trillion, the amount that's already going out, that's 5%, right?
Right.
You cut Social Security 5%. That's like, you know, and then you're slowly, you know, most of the people that are going to be getting Social Security, they have to understand that, you know, all they were told is they were going to get a check. They didn't tell them how much, or they tell you every year how much you're going to get, you know, but. But anyway, we'll talk about Social Security all along the political trail.
Social Security, my idea of Social Security, thanks, Don, is that it was Bush who threw it out once, and then it didn't fly at all with most people. Because so many people think they're not going to get it anyway in the future, just send us a check, let us deal with it ourselves and invest the money. I think for future generations, that might have been wise.